From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Recently, GW star defensive lineman Chris Law announced his commitment to Liberty. Law spoke with us about why he chose Liberty over other schools that made him offers.
I wanted to be close to home. That was a big factor to it, too. But not only that, but Liberty has a great community, and they got very genuine coaches that care about their players outside the game. And that's why I really want it, because I just don't want to be used as a player. I want to be, you know, cared about. I want to make sure I'm okay. And, the coaches really, they hit all points. I feel like I can fit in their scheme and help them win some games.
As a junior last season, Law was an all-state selection and helped lead GW to 10 wins in a trip to the second round of the playoffs. The GW Eagles will start their regular season on August 29th when they take on Reidsville on the road. A former Tunstall softball star has picked up an award at the collegiate level. Former Trojan Greenlee Elliott won a National Fast Pitch Coaches Association Gold Glove Award for her play in center field at Patrick and Henry Community College this past season. Elliott will continue her college career at Emory and Henry this season. Virginia Tech running back Terrion Stewart was named to the Dope Walker Award watch list on Tuesday. The award is given to the top running back in the country at the end of each season. Stewart transferred to Virginia Tech from Bowling Green. Last season, Stewart rushed for nearly 900 yards and 6 touchdowns at Bowling Green. UVA's Xavier Brown was also named to the watch list. Brown had over 600 total yards last season, along with 3 touchdowns. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have signed running back Kyren Williams to a 3-year, $33 million extension with $23 million in guaranteed money. Williams nearly rushed for 1,300 yards in 16 games last season with 14 touchdowns. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.